5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thunderbirds are go. Mission to Mars.
I'm here with the Thunderbirds team on Tracy Island, no less, finding out all about the ExoMars mission, and I still can't quite believe I'm here.
It's nice to have you. Do you know, I think you might be the only person to be invited to Tracy Island who isn't part of International Rescue.
That's even more awesome. Now, you guys here at International Rescue have some amazing vehicles and machines to help out, don't you?
That's right. We're lucky that we have a vehicle for almost every job, whether up in the sky, under the water, or speeding across terrain. And all of them created by brains.
But I have to say, the ExoMars mission has a pretty cool vehicle of its own, the rover, which looks like it's the star of the show.
I could quite agree, Dan. Why don't you let me introduce you? The Rosalind Franklin Rover, named after an English chemist and DNA pioneer. Shall we have a closer look?
The rover weighs around 700 pounds and stands 2.5 meters tall.
It kind of reminds me of someone.
I couldn't agree more. If you're thinking of Max, of course, my robotic assistant. Max certainly has a few things in common with Rosalind. In fact, I think they would get along. Both can power themselves. Max has an internal power pack, while Rosalind generates her power through solar panels. Max has optical scanners to see what's around. And Rosalind creates digital maps from navigation stereo cameras that help to plan her routes. She's also kitted out with some close-up collision avoidance cameras to help keep her safe and avoid any...
It looks like Rosalind's got fairly big wheels. That's a bit different to you, Max. You've got legs. Does that mean Rosalind just rolls with it?
Not so different. Max has adaptable all-terrain mobility limbs. I suppose you could say they look a little bit like legs, but each one of his limbs has wheels to roll along. Rosalind's got 6 wheels. Whilst they're located in pairs, each wheel can be independently steered and driven. So in a way, she can almost walk.
That sort of control is going to be critical when crossing sandy dunes. And amazing as Max is, Rosalind's certainly got a few tricks in her box. She's equipped with a 2-meter drill that will be used to collect samples and a whole array of instruments to test samples.
Let's have a closer look. When she's collected samples using her drill, they will be delivered to a small but powerful analytical laboratory in the heart of the rover, where samples will be crushed into a fine powder and placed into the different instruments to be analysed.
But how will we get the results from those tests? I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be pretty hard getting her back to Earth.
There's no plan for Rosalind to ever come back to Earth. She will communicate with scientists on Earth and send the results of her tests from Mars. Those scientists will also be able to send her new instructions. But because of the orbits of the Earth and Mars, that can only happen twice a day.
So we can sort of talk to her, and she can talk back. Gotta say, she might be a little bit easier to understand than you, Max.
Well, I understand Max perfectly. Isn't that right?
And he understands you, brains, so he must be pretty special too.
Thunderbirds are go. Mission to Mars. With support from the UK Space Agency and International Rescue. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.